my fellow Americans, people of all nations, near and far, around the world. That's right, welcome back to A Political Podcast. I forget sometimes that this podcasting genre over the internet has a worldwide reach. And so sometimes I forget to say hi to my friends in India and Panama, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, Austria, Australia, New Zealand, all the places. I don't know. There's a lot around the world that listen to this show and all my other podcasts. So thank you to everyone near and far. We talk a lot about American politics here. So, you know, I think it's probably more geared toward United States listeners. But you know what? I'm sure people of other nations get a good laugh, at least from this podcast, hearing about the shit show that is our political system here in America. And hey, maybe they see this as a comedy podcast versus a political podcast. But hey, what are you going to do? It's not our fault as the people, the citizens of America. It's not our fault that our two-party system is a bit of a shit show once in a while. I mean, there's no other way to say that. I know I said it already once, but that's kind of how it is. We have set ourselves up for that. So what are you going to do? We just have to live through it and make the best of it. You know, I had a funny conversation with my barber today. Haircuts are few and far between thanks to this pandemic. I think I've had like two over the last 9 months, and this was one of them. But anyway, I had a funny conversation, and we were talking about all the stuff that's going on and how it's affected his business and how it's affected my work and what the future might look like based on a vaccine potentially coming out soon, or even if it does come out, but let's say, God forbid, it doesn't come out anytime soon, what will the future look like with cases surging around the country, around the world, hospitalizations going up, deaths continuing to climb? What is the world going to look like 2 months, 6 months, a year from now? We just don't know, and it's affecting small businesses like his. It's affecting almost every line of work. I mean, unless you're truly essential, like, and I mean in law enforcement, working as a grocery store worker, there is no real job security out there right now, and we don't know where we're headed in the future. So anyway, we were talking about how what we'd really like to have is some freedom. And I mentioned this on previous episodes. Being an American, we just want freedom. We want the power to choose whether we want to venture out to a barbershop, for example, or go to a restaurant or a bar or a sports game. Everything I said in previous episodes, we just want the ability to choose, and that's being taken away from us. And we kind of jokingly mentioned that this country was founded on, right here in Massachusetts, the people rising up and fighting the power and getting their weapons and their muskets and fighting back. He brought up this very thoughtful point. He said, you know, whenever there's a natural disaster or some kind of act of terror like the Boston Marathon bombing or a 9/11 or something like that, we all band together and we love each other and we help each other out and we come together as one. But every time there's an election year or something we disagree about politically, we hate each other and we kill each other. We literally kill each other. And sadly, this pandemic, the whole situation surrounding it should be the former. Our fellow Americans are dying. People, innocent people around the world are dying from this disease and virus, and we're fighting each other. The whole thing has become politicized. This pandemic could not have happened at a worse time, in the middle of a very heated election year with polarizing candidates. One of them really polarizing. I mean, come on, Donald Trump is super polarizing, right? Just makes a lot of people mad. And so this pandemic just hit at the absolute worst time for this country. So the whole thing's become politicized. I'm certain the vaccine release and how it's distributed and who gets it first and who gets it when will become politicized. It's going to be a little bit of a long road ahead, but I think that there is finally light at the end of the tunnel with all this great vaccine news, primarily from Moderna. I would say that's the most effective. And they seem further along in the process than Pfizer and some of the others. But there's already been emergency approval for a treatment from Eli Lilly. And now these vaccines are coming online. And even Dr. Doom himself, doom and gloom, Dr. Fauci. And listen, I'm not giving him any shade here. That's his job to kind of tell you the bad news and how to overcome the bad news. That's what he's paid to do. But it's still kind of fun to call him Dr. Doom because he's not very positive in his outlook. But he was finally positive today. He went on record on a couple different phone interviews, one of them with a sports network, saying that, "I think that depending on how many people take the vaccine," and you know, that's an issue for a whole other episode about anti-vaxxers versus vaxxers and whether they're willing to take this vaccine. But depending on how many people take the vaccine, how many people actually go get it, continue to wear masks and social distance, we may get back to like full capacity in stadiums and arenas by like the end of summer, he said. Now that seems far away. It really does. But 6 months ago, it felt like it was never going to happen, like impossible. We would never see those days again. So even though it's a good, you know, half a year away, I'll take any light at the end of the tunnel at this point. I really will. So just a quick note on the vaccines. I said it's a topic for a whole other show, but what the hell? We have time. Let's talk about that. There is a lot of people out there, again, politically motivated and politically fueled. That's why I think it's appropriate to speak about here. There is a lot of people out there who are politicizing this vaccine. They're saying the Democrats have created it and they're going to inject bad Democrat juju into you, or microchip or 5G wire or some other bullshit. And then some of the right-wing people are saying the same thing. I'm never going to take that. This is government control, blah, blah, blah. Both sides have their issues against it. And then you have the traditional anti-vax crowd that before this pandemic even started believed just ludicrous things like vaccines cause autism and all this crap that has not been proven. In fact, has been proven otherwise over the years. You have that group that just won't take a vaccine. We'll now add in the political salt on top of the meat here, and you have an even bigger issue. Listen, everyone, I'm here to tell you as a casual observer right down the middle, someone who pays attention to the news and a little thing called science. Nobody is going to approve a vaccine that is not safe. So all of you out there worried that this was rushed through the process, you're right, it was. But that doesn't mean it's unsafe. Do your research. Traditionally speaking, vaccines take a longer time. You know why? Because of funding. The companies are funding them themselves. And so they're going to stretch it out. They're not going to spend billions of dollars to rush a process. Well, this time around with the COVID-19 vaccines, the government's paying for it. So in actuality, we're all paying for it through our tax dollars. We have paid for this research. We have paid for this expedited process. The vaccine is safe. You don't need to worry. And again, I'm no scientist, I'm no expert, but I'm telling you that is why, that is what's going on here. You don't have to do very much digging into Google to figure that out. Pfizer, Moderna, all these other biotech companies, traditionally, if they're trying to create a vaccine for, I don't know, cancer or AIDS or whatever, they're going to go through this 10-year process or longer because they're paying for it themselves. They're fundraising. They're trying to pay out of their own pocket to make all these trials happen. Well, this time, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, the worst name for a campaign or whatever you want to call it ever. I mean, it sounds like we're living in a goddamn comic book here. But anyway, thanks to Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration and all the money we've thrown at this, they had their way paved. So they were able to skip some what seems like critical steps in the process due to funding. There's no corners being cut here. They were just able to expedite because they had the money to do so. That's what's really going on here. So I encourage everyone, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. What I am is I'm an anti-needler. I'm afraid of needles, and even I'm going to get this damn vaccine. I'm a guy who doesn't get a flu shot just because I trust my immune system and I'm afraid of needles. Sounds silly, right? But it's true. And I'm terrified to get this shot because I don't like needles, not because of what's in the vial. And I don't think anyone else should be afraid of it either. The vaccine is safe. These scientists know what they're doing. They're removed from the political sphere of this. They know what they're doing. They are not going to create something that's unsafe. And they are not going to inject you with a fucking microchip to track you. They're just not. I know you'd like to believe some of this nonsense, but we don't live in fantasy land here. We live in the United States of America. There are regulations. The FDA is going to look at this. And I know what everyone's saying out there. Yeah, they're a federally controlled group, just like the CDC. They're in Trump's pocket. They'll do what he says. Blah, 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 blah. I get all that. I just don't believe it's going to happen. And listen, if it does happen, then color me red, call me wrong. I don't know. But I don't believe it's going to happen. So when the vaccine comes out, please go get it. There are side effects. There's side effects with every vaccine. When you get your flu shot, you feel like shit for a day or two. When you get this shot, you're going to feel the same way. Just go get it. Let's get through this. It's the only way we will get through this. That and some great therapies. So if and when you do get sick in the future or now, you're able to overcome it and not die. Let's move forward. Let's get out of this hole that we're in. When the vaccine becomes available in a couple months, and if you are in the high-risk group or whoever's going to get it first, go get it. And when it becomes available to the general population, go get it. Please, I beg of you. These small businesses like my barber and people that are struggling, we beg you to help us get through this. So until the vaccine is ready, what are the things you can do? I know you're all saying, John, this has nothing to do with politics, but unfortunately, this whole thing's been made political, right? No one is looking at the science of what wearing a mask does. I think, I don't know, several episodes ago, I spoke about this. It was called Listen to the Science. It's all about viral load. That's what a mask does. It minimizes the amount of virus you take into your body. That's why you hear in the news about some of these nurses and doctors. Oh, they were so young, they were in great health, and they came down with COVID and died 6 days later. Well, there's a couple things at play there, right? Maybe they did have an underlying condition that they just didn't know about. Any one of us could be walking around the street today, right now, listening to this podcast in their earbuds and have cancer brewing and not even know it. So anyone can have an underlying condition and not know it, first of all. Second of all, I believe, from my studying and research and things I've heard other doctors and people speak about, is the amount of viral load that you are taking in the hospital because you're dealing with very sick people and oftentimes having to treat them and maybe a mask isn't involved or something's going on, is much stronger than what you're going to get at Home Depot or the grocery store or out on a run when you pass by another person, especially if you're all wearing masks. Out in those public places, if you're wearing a mask like you're supposed to, you are minimizing the amount of viral load that's passing between the people. Think of it as like an air filter, right? If you cough or sneeze, or even if you speak loudly or you have a conversation with someone and you're both wearing masks, unless it's an N95 mask or some super duper mask, it's not stopping all the particles. Even an N95 only stops something like 95% of them. But these cloth masks you're buying at Old Navy or even the paper ones you're getting at the corner store, what they're doing is they're acting as a filter. They're minimizing the amount of droplets. They're breaking them down. They're helping them from traveling at a forceful rate, and they're falling to the ground where they can die quicker. That's why everyone needs to put a goddamn mask on and wear it when you're out and about, anywhere. Even if you can social distance, wear the fucking mask. If you plan on talking, if you plan on singing, if you plan on sneezing or coughing, wear the mask. That's why it's working for the most part in elementary schools, because there's checks and balances in place. Kids are wearing their mask. They're doing as they're told because they're kids. That's how they're brought up, to do as they're told. And it's not spreading. Even if one of those kids has it and they're asymptomatic and they don't know it, it's not spreading because everyone's wearing a mask and the load is minimized. So just think about that. That's something we can do right now, whether these vaccines get approved or not. That's something we can do right now to slow this thing down. So you're probably asking yourself, why are we seeing spikes? Why are states like California considering closing down again? Going back to square one like we were in April, just shutting it the F down. Why are people even considering doing that if masks work? John, you're crazy, right? You're telling me to wear my mask, but clearly they don't work. How many times have I heard that debate on social media from the anti-mask crowd? We're surging right now because people are tired. The anti-mask crowd still exists. It doesn't matter how many months we get into this thing. If you were anti-wearing a mask in April or May, whenever they said to do that, you're still anti-mask today. It doesn't matter how much time has passed. It doesn't matter how much science has been presented to you. If you fundamentally, in your core beliefs, do not believe in wearing a mask, you're not going to wear one. And so as those circles grow bigger and you start having a family gathering or whatever the case may be with others that don't believe in wearing a mask, or you feel comfortable around family outside of your household, it just starts spreading and spreading and spreading. Watch the movie Outbreak. It's very cheesy, but it gives you a very clear representation very visually and graphic how a virus can spread by one person sneezing or coughing, whatever it is he does, in a movie theater. You see the droplets flowing through and people breathing in. It's really gross. But I mean, that's what happens. That's what's going on here. People are carrying this virus, whether they're sick or not. And that's what makes it so challenging compared to first SARS and whatever was portrayed in that movie. But all these different viruses that have come about in prior years, all these other coronaviruses, they're spread through droplets. They're airborne. And that's how you get it. It's just the fact of the matter. And so how can we try to avoid that or minimize it? Well, you wear a mask. Now, the other thing that people fight me on is say, well, if I wear a mask all the time or I self-isolate and never go anywhere, my immune system's going to get weak. Well, that's true. It is. When I worked for a theme park in California and I was working around people from all over the world all the time, I had one kick-ass immune system. I never got a cold. I never got sick. I was outside a lot. I was around all these people, but I was exposed to so much. And the hand sanitizer culture wasn't a thing, or at least not for me. I didn't believe in it, so I didn't use it. Washed my hands after I went to the bathroom, and that was about it. Really. Call me gross if you will, but that's how I lived. And I rarely got sick. I firmly believe it's because my immune system was strong. Well, why was it strong? Well, the science would tell you because I'm around it so much that I'm building immunity to all these different germs that are entering my body from contact with others, contact with public spaces, handrails, whatever. That's the science. So if you listen to the other doctors out there, I've recommended Dr. Z-Dog, who's all over social media, very smart, intuitive individual, knows what he's talking about. The science behind the masks is that we are ingesting some of this virus every time we're out and about and we pass someone or if we come in contact with someone. But if we all have masks on, it's acting as a filter both ways. We're taking in some of the virus, but not enough to hurt us. Not enough to make us contagious. Well, what does that do? Just like what a vaccine does, it builds your immunity. So it's a good thing. You see, everyone, it's a good thing to wear a mask. You're helping yourself. You're protecting yourself and you're helping yourself. Maybe if our government would get behind this thing and present it in this way, even the anti-mask crowd would wear them. We're so self-centered these days. We're telling you to wear a mask to stop the spread, to help others. Well, most people are saying, fuck you, government. All I care about is myself. I don't care about my neighbors. I don't care about my community. I care about myself. And I'm not going to wear one because that's uncomfortable and I don't want to. Well, if we presented it and we sold it as you're helping yourself more than you know, you're protecting yourself and you're helping yourself build immunity, I bet we'd see mask use go through the roof. And one more note on masks. It's kind of unfair to say that people aren't doing it. I would say for the most part, people are being good citizens. They're being good sheep and they're listening and they're doing it. And I use the word sheep in jest. I don't believe people are being sheep for following the rules. I think it's something we need to do right now and it'll help get us through this. Now, speaking of California, is Gavin Newsom a complete train wreck and a piece of shit? It appears so. Yes, right? I mean, the guy goes out and breaks his own rules by going to the French Laundry and having an unmasked dinner or party with people outside of his household. Meanwhile, he's closing businesses, not allowing Disneyland or other theme parks to open up. He's a hypocrite, right? But he's talking about completely shutting down again because hospital cases have risen 89% over the last month. That is insane. That's a huge number. So something obviously needs to happen out there. And I will tell you that California, being so close to Arizona and Nevada and some of these other kind of looser states, are getting tired. They're not wearing their mask as much. They're traveling out of state to go enjoy the life without having a mask on. I don't know if you realize that if you're not from that part of the country. You can drive like 3.5 hours and be in Arizona across the border, depending on where you live. And guess what? All bets are off in Arizona. We're footloose and fancy free, baby. We got no masks. Restaurants are open. Everything's open. COVID is nary a worry in Arizona. States nearby. It's easy to get to. It's easy to go enjoy yourself. And a lot of the people in California are doing so to escape some of that. Well, what are they bringing back, right, from there? Nobody knows. So for me, I think that's what's going on in California. The states around them are pretty loose, and people in California are getting pissed off. They're tired. They're upset at Gavin Newsom. Even the Democrats who voted him in and support him usually are upset with him. So when they're upset with their leadership, they're going to start defying their leadership. And the more rules and regulations he puts in place, especially the more rules and regulations he puts in place and then breaks himself. He's losing supporters. People are not listening. People are doing what they want. And therefore, numbers go up. So what are we going to do? Well, I think it would be helpful if Gavin Newsom would take a clue from some of his fellow governors. I don't know, maybe Charlie Baker. He's doing a pretty good job. Some of the other governors around the other states. And say, hey, bud, don't put out a tweet on Small Business Saturday telling you to support small businesses. They're the backbone of our economy or whatever he said. But yet you're closing all the businesses and not allowing them to open with parameters in place. That just makes people hate you. So don't do that. The guy's a mess. He needs some help out there. They're trying to overthrow him or recall him or whatever the popular word is. And I don't know how that's going, but I feel bad for my California friends and family. It is a rough, rough place to be right now. Not only for the COVID situation and Lord Commander Newsom, but for other reasons. Crime is through the roof in most places. Homeless is a problem. California, it's ugly, man. A lot of people are getting out. A lot of people are getting out. Well, anyway, that's my rants for today. I wanted to jump on and talk about this vaccine because it's all I've been seeing lately. And that conversation with my barber today really hit home. It really hit home about just talking about freedom. Two guys that are probably on different ends of the spectrum when it comes to politics. We have a 14-year age gap between us. I'm older. We have different ideals. I have kids. He doesn't. All these things. But we just had a friendly conversation about what's going on in our country. And we laughed and had a good time. It's still okay to do that. It's okay to have differing opinions, and it's okay to have a fun and informative conversation where we both learn something from each other. And some of you may be saying, well, sure, of course he did that because you're paying him. Yeah, well, I am paying him, but he also has razor blades and scissors really close to my neck and my ears. So if he didn't like what I was saying, he could have easily hurt me. But that didn't happen. We had a good, civilized conversation. We had some laughs, and we both learned something. I encourage everyone to do that. Safely, of course, from a distance and with your mask on. Have conversations, have interactions with people, share ideas. Let's get back to the America we all knew and loved. A United States of America. Cheers.